You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here with 1017's very own Enchanting.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's a good name.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like a nice adjective for a name.
Let me put my phone on mute.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay.
Damn, you got the big spliff on deck, huh?
Feel me?
What do you put in there besides just weed?
That's it.
Just, oh, so it's not a spliff, okay.
Yeah, no. Would you be putting stuff in your weed?
Yeah, you gotta put tobacco in there too.
Like the little broken up pieces? What the? Called
Fronto.
You know what I'm, yeah, like it's in like the little jars.
Yeah, they got that. We just use regular like cigarette tobacco.
And just
that's why I'm trying to stop.
Now that's crazy.
You think that's crazy?
Yeah, you put that in a blunt or you put that in paper?
Because the blunt is the tobacco.
Okay.
It's just like a way to smoke a joint, but to have the tobacco in there. Because for me personally, you just need something to sort of glide the smoke down there, like just the plain weed. I don't know, it's not for me.
I agree. That's why I smoke blunts.
Really?
It's a blunt and they got a paper around it.
Oh, you do that too? Yeah. Oh, see, that's crazy because I had some guy in here doing that the other day and I was making fun of him for having like the strongest lungs and how I couldn't do that
for real.
And now you're a little girl.
That's
telling
like
me to do
the
that.
Same that you're doing, you just breaking it up.
Yeah, but there's something about like
same
wrapping
concept.
A bunch of papers around the blunt that to me is like, okay,
it's only one paper.
How much paper do I need to be taking in here? Paper / tobacco wrap.
I feel you.
Yeah.
You basically doing the same. But I feel like them blunts hit worse. Like, I hit one of them and I was like, oh, okay.
What kind?
Like a blunt, but they had the little hair of the Fronto.
You ever hit the blunt and you could just tell there's c**ing in it?
No. I ain't never hit one of them.
I've had that
I'm
happen.
Scared.
And it was like I was young enough that I didn't know what the f- I was tasting.
Like, what the f-?
But the way I was running around the room right after, I knew that something was up.
Oh. So you got laced.
Well, it wasn't all that like non-consensual. Like as soon as I realized I was down.
You were like, oh.
It was
okay.
A very different time in my life.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm not judging. It is what it is.
Man, I was like showing your videos to my girl last night when I was getting ready for my interview because I had like two dudes to get ready for and then you. And I know she's just like infinitely more interested in whatever the girl's got going on than any kind of dude. And I was just like looking up at the image of you and Callie in the video together.
Yeah.
And
I love Callie.
I was just like, babe, how hot is this duo?
That's what everybody be saying.
Like, wow, that's a killer duo. Not to be weird or anything. And I took the risk, though. I told my girl, look with this hot duo, and she agreed with it. Because if she didn't think y'all were a hot duo, I might have been sleeping outside.
No, yeah, on the couch. For sure.
Or the couch.
Yes, I love Callie, like, real bad.
Really? How do you know her?
I
don't know much about her, to be honest.
Through, like, social media.
Okay.
And then we, like, DM each other and followed each other. And then we linked up, and we did a whole bunch of songs.
See, I was thinking that when I was watching a bunch of your features with other girls last night, I was like, do girls pay each other for features or do they just do it off of girl power?
Girls have paid me for a feature.
Uh-huh.
I feel like girls pay each other for features, but like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, a lot of girl artists that are like mutually popping, you know, like
oh, yeah.
In the same kind of
bracket.
Yeah. They link up and just do shit.
And that's when rappers in general start hating each other, is when somebody asks one of them to pay and they realize, like, oh, he thinks I'm in this bracket, but actually mm-hmm. I think I'm in this bracket.
Yeah. So then that's when the whole, like, ego shit comes about, and, you know, it just goes haywire.
Yeah. You've had that happen?
I have never really tried to, you know, I haven't had that happen yet.
You only work off like, people you really got energy with?
Yeah. I'd rather do shit like that, you know? Because if I'm paying you for a feature, then it's like, yeah, you're going to do it, but you're not doing it because you see the vision or you fuck the song, you know? You're doing it because I'm paying you. That's your job. And
you're hoping that they're going to like you for real.
Yeah.
Like, it's like getting a prostitute.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm paying you for money, but I also am hoping that you're going to like it so much you want to marry me.
You know? But sometimes it just don't be that, so.
Yeah. But sometimes it does. Because who was it? I feel like Dolph paid Gucci for a feature, and then Gucci just signed him. It might not. It might be somebody else. But, like, that shit can really happen. Yeah, that's right.
I know a few people that have paid for, like, big features and stuff, and then they ended up, like, being real cool with that person.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'll be cool with you if you give me, like, $100,000.
Hell yeah, me too. We friends.
I'm just going to move here, just so you don't have to bend over or whatever. Okay. Okay, so you're coming out of Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like out there?
Country.
Real country.
Yeah, real country. I fuck with it, though. It's like, it's cool. It's Southern. It's, you know, it's real Southern.
Right.
Hospitality, you know. It's different than being up here.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your impression of what it's like out here?
It's like a lot of different vibes out here. Like,
right.
The people are kind of strange.
Well, because every fake person in the world comes here. Like, yeah. If you want to make it in Hollywood or music, mm-hmm. whatever, you kind of got to come here. So, yeah, you do have, like, cool, down-to-earth people, but then you also have a shitload of people who are pretty much just here to chase their dreams and use you to get wherever they're trying to go.
Weird, yeah. And y'all food real nasty.
Our food? Really?
Real nasty.
What are you trying to eat that we don't really got?
Something seasoned.
Oh, we got seasoning, right? This might not be enough of it.
Shit. Where is it at? Because the restaurants ain't using it.
Where'd you go?
I ate, what's that shit called? Bossa Nova.
Oh, I love Bossa Nova.
I don't like that.
Get the skirt steak.
Ugh.
Really?
I got, like, some salmon pasta, like Alfredo or some shit. Mm-mm. It was nasty.
But see, you've been, like, preconditioned to basically expect food that probably has, you know, 5 sticks of butter per plate of pasta,
and a lot of
cheese,
seasoning.
A whole jar of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Texas, they're basically like, hey, like, we're going to give you heart disease. Come on in.
It tastes good. So shit. It might be unhealthy, but
yeah,
it's fine. But that's, yeah, what I be feeling like. Y'all food just tastes healthy.
Oh, well, I mean, you're also talking about a place where a huge percentage of people, like way more than any other part of the country, are super concerned with their body.
Yeah.
Not just because it's like so competitive, but also because of, like, you know, TV, modeling, movies.
Yeah,
people are very conscious, you know?
It's a lot of vegan shit out here and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that.
Mm-mm.
Give me like a chicken breast and,
you know,
4 cubes of broccoli.
Exactly. I can't eat no vegan shit. I tried vegan pizza one time.
You didn't like it?
Hell no.
No.
It was like, obviously, like some kind of fake ass cheese, like then the impossible meat. No, it just wasn't my cup of tea, but you know.
To me, everything that is non-animal on the plate is basically to make each bite of the animal taste good.
Yeah, like it's just like to give it a little razzle dazzle, I feel like.
Right.
You know, like the sides is for the razzle dazzle. That's not supposed to be the whole meal.
It's like, you know? If you have just like a cube, I keep saying cube. If you have a cube of chicken, but then you got a little sweet potato.
You know, a little, some, you a little know, mac and cheese.
Just one little kernel for the bite to just spice it up. That's where I'm at. That's why Thanksgiving's my favorite, because on Thanksgiving, you
I
just have so many good flavors.
You
make to make the best bites.
It's so fire. Like, you got to get a little bit of everything on the bite. That's how I eat my Thanksgiving plate.
That's real.
You know, you need a little bit of everything.
Do you still spend most of your time in Texas, though?
I wouldn't say most of my time. I live in Atlanta now. I spend most of my time in Atlanta. But I go to Texas often.
And the food's pretty good in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're making this all about food, but.
I grew up in Atlanta too, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm accustomed to both.
Oh, okay. So you were bouncing around back and forth? How come?
It's like I stayed in Atlanta. Well, I was born in Germany. So I stayed in Germany, yeah, until I was probably like three.
Military parents or what?
My dad's in the army.
Usually it's military parents when someone tells me that they were born in some random part of Europe.
Yeah, it's like people be like, what the hell? They don't be believing me when I say that, but yes. And then I moved to Atlanta and I stayed in Atlanta from like three till I was probably like 12, 13. Then I moved to Texas.
But you feel like you're from Texas because that's where you kind of grew up?
Like a lot of people ask, like when you tell them where you're from, they ask where you graduated from.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So when I kept getting that question and, you know, I was saying that I was from Georgia, they like, well, you damn near, you basically from Texas.
It's so simple for people who just like were born in one place and grew up their whole life there. Like people like that. People want a nice, simple origin story.
I'm cool with, you know, my story being from multiple places. It's cool. Because
People always think I'm from out here, and I'm like, I'm from the most irrelevant state, New Hampshire. And then I lived in New York City.
I've never been there.
Right. You probably, throughout your rap career, never will go there, realistically.
I want to go, though.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
The fucking juice.
It spilled.
Been wasting on me this whole time. Like, I felt like my booty was cold, but I thought I was tweaking.
Like a lot or like a little bit?
I mean, it was full.
It was full.
It was full.
Holy shit.
Damn. It's got a lot of pissed on myself. Mikey's, that's crazy.
Mikey's going to try to dip in here and paper towel this if that's.
Y'all, oh God. Right. I'm like, damn, my booty feel a little cold. What
Don't
the fuck?
Get too handsy or anything, bud. Look at him. He's nervous. Oh, I think you're going to. I was like, this might look a little weird.
It's, yeah.
Just in case.
That's crazy.
Damn, that blue Gatorade will get you.
That's fucked up.
And when you said the juice spilled, I was like, damn, is she going to pull out a pint?
Is it going to stain? Think my ass going to be blue?
I mean, if you wash it, I think you might be all right.
Fuck,
it definitely might be blue for
outside already. Shit. Yeah. I'm going to have to go get some new fucking pants.
Damn, I wonder if we got any sweatpants for her. Probably not. Yeah, go ask Jason. That would be so cool if we just whoosh and she just switched into a no jumper fit.
No cap. That's crazy. Okay.
And you still haven't properly capped your Gatorade.
That's fucked up. I'm finna drink it.
It's still
that.
Like, he's still a little slit there. Okay. So, what kind of.
Wow.
She's still just rubbing it. What was your upbringing like, though? Like, you have both parents around? Well, yeah, you did at first, at least, right?
I did at first, yeah. And then they divorced.
What age?
Probably like, I want to say like I was probably like 13.
Can you just pull the mic in?
13, something like that. Okay. I need the lighter.
You do need a lighter. Here you go.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, you have that lighter as well. Wow.
That's
the extendo lighter.
That's fine. I need one of these.
Yeah, we
Where
got those.
Where the fuck you get that from?
They're going to be on sale soon.
Ooh.
We made them.
That's raw.
You like it? Sucks. I don't think we can advertise it on like any social media platform because it looks like an extended clip.
Probably like you can definitely on Twitter.
But there's like an attachment that's like a plastic gun that goes onto it too, which I think might also be a problem.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah, see, I mean, I was like, well, I watched some of your like softer stuff at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, she has songs with Pooh Shiesty. Okay, yeah. Let's see how she sounds with these guys.
Yeah.
And I was a little taken
it's like
aback.
It's two different.
Yeah.
Damn, I could fit in one side.
He found a random pair of gym shorts. Those look like they would be big on me. But yeah, so musically, mm-hmm. where were you at like when you were younger or when you first started making music? What came first?
I made only R&B music, like singing songs. Mm. I didn't always make R&B songs, but I made singing songs.
Okay.
Like, I would talk about, like, the same kind of shit that I rap about, but I would sing about it. And then being signed to Gucci, I just got into rapping.
You weren't rapping before you signed him? Mm-mm. He signed you all off the singing?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting. I had out
like 4 R&B projects.
Wow, that's so interesting because I don't know if he's ever signed anybody who Mm-mm. made that kind of music, right?
No. That's crazy, right?
Definitely. Yeah. So how far had you taken it in terms of pushing your own music career before you got in touch with Gucci? Like, how big were you?
I had like, I already had me a little blue check. I had like 200K followers mm-hmm. off of me just, you know, building my shit. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I did well enough to be able to not work no more and just live off of streams. So, you know, mm-hmm. I was doing pretty good.
And so how'd you end up getting in touch with Guap?
Through Jay White. He's a producer from Dallas.
Okay. He hit Gucci up about you?
Him and Gucci are like cool. They're real cool or whatever.
Okay.
And Gucci was looking for artists. And me and Jay White had just did like some songs, probably like 4 songs. And he was like, you know, he had like a long conversation with me, like, was I ready to take my music to the next level and take it serious for real and, you know, really do this shit? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm ready. And then he was like, okay, I'm gonna send y'all shit to some people. And then, like, multiple people was interested. Like, other label tried to sign me at the same time as Gucci. Mm. And I was like, Lord, I was stressed. Like, he told me that. Then he called me back, like, one day later. And he was like, yeah, Gucci want to sign you. He was like, well, how would you feel about signing Gucci? He didn't tell me Gucci want to sign me. He was like, how would you feel about, like, being signed to Gucci? Mm. And I was like, you know, that'd be crazy. You know, like, that'd be raw. I love Gucci.
Had you even thought about signing to another artist or?
No, for real, never. But he said Gucci. And I was always like obsessed with Gucci growing up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hell yeah. And I was like, that'll be raw. And then he was like, okay. You know, like he didn't really make it seem like, you know, it was a thing. And then the next day Gucci texted my phone. And he was like, this Gucci, you want to sign to 1017? And I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck playing on my damn phone?
Wow.
Yeah, so I called them. I was like, yeah, all right. I called the number. And it was definitely Gucci. Uh-huh. He started talking, and I was like, oh, okay.
Wow. I never thought he was going to sign another girl after Asian Doll.
I didn't either, really, you know? Because that kind of went haywire.
But. Yeah. But they didn't, like, publicly beef, right? In that era, there was some other artists that he signed that basically signed, things weren't going that great, and they dissed him, and I never seen anybody get cut faster than that.
Yeah.
He was not playing with that.
Yeah, Gucci don't play that shit.
Right. But so then you go link up with them before you decided to sign, or how did you approach that?
Well, after we had the conversation or whatever, he was like, send me basically your ID and I'm going to get my lawyer to send you over a contract today.
Uh-huh.
And then they sent me a contract like some hours later. And of course, you know, I had a lawyer to read over the contract, whatever. It took a couple of days and then I signed the damn contract. And then I had flew to Atlanta to meet Wafi and I got my damn jewelry.
Uh-huh.
And then boom. Then I met Gucci in Miami.
And that was the very beginning of the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
When you signed?
Yeah.
How'd you meet him in Miami?
At a studio. That's when I met everybody, like all the artists was there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Pooh, Foo.
So this was like prime 1017, yeah. The new 1017, mm-hmm. when everybody was still free.
That was like an era.
Right. You
know? Like that was a time.
Yeah. Because that's always... the thing that like people say, at least recently, is like, damn, Gucci keeps signing all these fire-ass artists, but then a bunch of them just get locked up soon after or other bad things happen.
It's not Gucci's fault. He just,
right.
He sees like, I feel like he be seeing himself in a lot of his artists, you know, and he genuinely fucks with them. So it's like he be wanting to give them a chance, you know, even though odds be against them, you know? So he can't help that, you know?
He's not signing artists.
They still tend to get into shit.
He's not signing artists who are all that different from the way he was when he was young. You know? And wild.
So,
actually,
he understand that shit.
From what I've heard, he was a lot worse during his youth than a lot of the people he signed. Like, he was just the craziest dude.
A menace.
He's changed a lot, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, so what was that energy like? And who did you kind of gravitate towards once you were around everybody?
Scar.
Yeah.
Like, we was, like, cool as hell after it. And then we just started being with each other every day, like, out of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
Because I noticed him in some of your videos.
Became our best friendship. Just kind of,
he was just there.
Randomly in my videos, yes.
He wasn't like trying to be all up in the shot.
Because he would be there, like for real, at my video shoot with me on some shit. And they'll be like, Scar, come get in the video.
Right.
You know, when he was really just there supporting.
So is it, okay, you're going into that environment. You got all these like hot young rappers. They got cool jewelry. They got money. Rah, rah, rah. You're an attractive young rapper coming into this scenario. Is anybody shooting their shot or how does that work?
No.
You think they just got too much respect for the music relationship?
I feel like, I don't know, like, yeah. And I'm more like, I don't know, like, I'm one of the guys, you know? They used to, the boys used to always take me to go do crazy shit with them.
Like what?
Like wild shit, you know?
Don't make me guess some shit.
Some crazy shit. Like, I'll go with them to their shows and...
Hey, Enchantin', let's go slide on the ops.
You know, maybe.
Oh, my God. You don't want to admit that.
You know, if that was ever the case, you know, they know that I would, you know?
You don't want to do that.
I would.
You're a young lady. Somebody's got to hold the fort down if one of them gets locked up.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
you're just
I'm not the one,
right?
To hold it down, you gotta get the other girl to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna be with the shits.
Hmm. Definitely. But I mean, just being a woman, being a rapper, being signed to a rapper, etc.
Yeah.
Are you like super aware at all times that anything you do, dating wise or whatever, is just gonna be over scrutinized by the public so much?
Hell yeah. That's aggravating. But it is what it is. You know? But yeah, that's a lot. So that's why I be low key. I be chilling.
So
nobody don't know what the fuck they doing.
If you meet a guy and he's like in the rap game or whatever, you tell him, listen, you listen. Tell anybody about what we did in this hotel room tonight.
Oh my
You're gonna die.
Yeah, I don't throw them like that.
No, but discretion is very much appreciated.
You know?
In your position, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Just because, like, it's just gonna start being real political.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Yeah, because it's one thing to be spending time with somebody, and we all know that it's hard to find somebody that you really genuinely get along with in the first place on like a relationship type level. But then as soon as you have the peanut gallery commenting and saying, hey, she used to date this guy. And hey,
he used to do this.
Yeah. I mean, God, it just makes it so complicated, right?
Yes, for sure.
Have you had a boyfriend in the past couple of years?
Yeah.
One long-term boyfriend or just a little here and there?
Yeah, I had a boyfriend.
It didn't work out.
We broke up.
How come?
He was wilding. He was hoeing. You know? He was being a real slut. And that's crazy.
Right.
Like, the fuck? How you gonna date me and be a slut?
Right.
You can't do that.
And people knew you were dating.
Yes. And that's what aggravated me the most. Because you embarrassing me.
Right.
They gonna think I just, you know, let my hoe do anything. And this ain't that.
Yeah, I remember having that realization of like, oh, you can't cheat on your girl because she's popping enough that these bitches are all going to tell.
Yeah, and that was the situation. You know? He got snitched on.
So it was a good lesson to learn.
Good lesson to learn.
Maybe I didn't learn it for the right reason, but.
You know, it's a helped. Good lesson to learn, for sure.
So you've never cheated?
I mean, I have. Yeah, I have. One time I got caught cheating red-handed.
How?
Oh, my God. I was stressed out. So, boom. I had this homegirl, and I guess she was hating on me at the time or something, right? Because I was with the person I was cheating with, right? Boom. We was at my house, we chilling, you know, or whatever. The nigga that I was fucking with, this nigga showed up at my house and he was knocking or whatever. And the bitch came to my door and she was like, so-and-so at the door. And I was like, bitch, don't let him in. The fuck? Why the fuck would you come tell me that? You know, while I'm obviously cheating. Feel me? Shit. Don't come tell me that. So yeah, I'm like, don't let him in. Whatever. She walk away. Why? Okay. So this is going on. The dude, I guess, you know, he kind of peeped at some. She, of course, he overheard that the nigga was at the door or whatever. So he like, he was getting up, leaving or whatever. So he's leaving out. And this bitch lets the nigga in. So, but I didn't know that he was in the house at this time. Oh, I'm in the restroom. Like, I was just in the restroom. I like being in the restroom. Shit. I go sit in the restroom sometimes, you know? When I be stressed out, I just sit in the restroom.
I go to the bathroom, stand there for like three more minutes.
Being there by myself. I was in there for a second. So this nigga busts in the restroom. And I was like, oh, shit.
Caught red-handed.
And he was like, bitch, what the fuck is you doing? And I was like, huh? Like, I was just acting so confused. And he was like, that's all you got to say for yourself? Like, that's sad.
And he's seen the dude in the other room?
He seen the dude leaving out the house.
He didn't attack him or you?
I'm surprised.
I mean, that's just worst case scenario, right?
I mean, I thought I was going to get my ass beat.
Right.
For sure. But I begged and pleaded.
To just get the fuck out and leave me alone?
I begged and pleaded. Don't beat me up. Come on now.
Right.
You know, you be pulling too. You be cheating too, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally against hitting women. But I feel like a decent percentage of dudes might do it in that moment,
right? Oh, for sure. It's like you asking for an ass whooping.
Well, let's not say that. Asking for it. That's kind of like victim blame-ish,
okay,
right?
We're not going to say that. We didn't ask for no ass whooping. But, you know, provoking it a little bit.
Right. Damn. What kind of guys do you go for?
I feel like I do have like a type, kind of. I like felons.
Villains.
Felons.
Felons. Yeah, that's one of my questions I wrote down. You rap about carrying guns and liking guys with bodies.
I do. I like that. I feel safe with a killer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is the safe part, though? You know the feds could come pick them up at any time.
That's the fucked up part,
the ops
though,
are going to come and get revenge.
No, fuck no. Always got to be. I can't fuck with the nigga whose ops is up on them. You got to be up on the ops. Okay. Feel me? You got to be up on the scoreboard.
Right.
I can't fuck with the loser of the op war.
But you said that it makes you feel safe. I feel like not. A Foot Locker manager or a hedge fund portfolio manager, mm-hmm. that's safe. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to try to kill them. Some of those guys worth millions of dollars. They got a $100,000 watch.
I don't
Nobody's
like
trying
that
to kill
type
them.
Of safe. Mm-mm. Not that type of safe. It got to be like, I like to be, I got to be scared of you a little bit.
Really?
Because I'm rough. And if I'm not scared of you, I'll put my hands on you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's always these clips that go viral of podcasters basically, like, asking women, like, would you rather date, you know, a guy with a normal career? Would you rather date a drug dealer? And, like, inevitably there's one girl who says, oh, I'd rather date a drug dealer. And then they use this as proof of, look how fucked up modern women are. Look at how wrong this mentality is. This is why young dudes are out here doing all this dumb shit.
No, it's like, I don't know. Maybe my generation of the people, the niggas to pick from, you know, a lot of them have fucking charges and shit.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's just shit. I don't know. Or maybe I'm in the wrong demographic.
How old are you?
25.
25. So you've had a little bit of experience, but you're not fully. You know, I feel like not once you hit 30, things kind of change, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've been feeling like since I turned 25, I feel like I'm too grown for a lot of shit.
Mm, like dating killers? Or no, that's still up for grabs.
That's still up for grabs. that's still up for grabs. But
right. What's changing about you now? At 25.
I feel like I've been maturing a lot. Like, a lot of shit I won't do. Like, I used to be so, like, ready to pull up and fight bitches and shit like that. Like, I'm too grown for that. I'm not pulling up and fighting with no bitch.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
Yeah, no. You know?
Yeah, that is definitely a period in your life where anybody who talks shit about you, you feel like you need to respond with violence.
Yes.
And then you get kind of...
That was me, really.
Like, you get popping, you get older, you travel the world a little bit, and you're like, exactly. What the fuck do I care?
You start getting money, hoes be roaches. They'll sue your ass. Beat them up, sue you. Or press charges on you.
Right.
You know? And I don't need no more charges.
And at the very least, you're not going to be able to beat a bitch up without her posting about it on Instagram for clout. Exactly. Sending it to academics and me and everybody
oh,
else.
Oh, God. She assaulted me, attacked me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way. They got to make the best of a bad situation. They get beat up, they're like, well, at least I can get some clout.
At least I can go viral.
Yeah. That's real.
That's fucked up. Definitely. I don't want to go viral for getting my ass beat.
What charges do you have? You just said.
I got like a bunch of misdemeanor charges. And then I just recently, like some months ago, I got a damn felony gun charge that I'm on probation for.
Where are you at? Like with the gun? Because like Texas is pretty open-minded about guns, right?
I was out of town somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Lord. Somewhere, apparently, their laws are, like, different than where, of course, in Atlanta, like, I got pulled over for the same exact thing, and they gave me all my guns back, you know?
Right.
So they take them, they detain you, and then, you know, they make sure that everything's great, and then they give you your shit back.
But you were in a state, like, close to Atlanta where you weren't even thinking about it?
No. I was out of town, like, hours and hours away doing a show. And I was leaving my show. And I got pulled over.
You got pulled over for any reason? Do they have any reason to suspect you?
It's like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I kind of got set up or something. Because it's like they was already sitting outside the club. Like, as soon as I pulled off, they pulled off.
Right.
You know, like, what the fuck? What's going on?
Do a lot of girls carry guns where you stay at, as far as you know?
As far as I know. I mean, in Atlanta, for sure, right. A lot of females got guns.
I remember I was interviewing...
But that's because you need a gun.
I was interviewing Ruga, who's a Chicago drill rapper, I think it was, and I said something about how there's been multiple times where I showed up at somebody's house and put my gun on the table, and they just looked at me like I was fucking crazy.
Why?
Because... Culturally out here, like a lot of people who, and I'm talking about white girls, you know, the white girls see a gun and they're like, whoa, what the fuck, you know? And Ruga laughed in my face and said, in Chicago, if you don't got a pole, the girls gonna laugh at you because they got one too. And I was like, damn, that's
for sure,
that's a real scenario.
Because where's your gun, boy? What are you doing, lacking?
What. Was it always about music, or what were you thinking about doing before music?
I used to do hair.
Really?
Like, in high school, I was in cosmetology, and it was like a program where if I kept doing it, like, through 11th and 12th grade, then I can graduate with my cosmetology license.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I wouldn't have to, if that's what I was going to do, you know, I wouldn't have to go to school for that after that. I could just go right into it. So I was doing that, and then I had actually beat this girl ass at school, and I got put out.
Wow.
The program. So that was fucked up.
No regrets, or did it have to be done?
It's like, now that I'm this age, you know, and doing what I'm doing, I don't regret. But, you know, back then I was like, damn, I fucked up.
Yeah.
I felt bad back then.
What was it over?
First of all, the bitch ran up on me. So it was like, you know, I had no choice but to be her ass.
Right.
Because don't run up on me.
But you got kicked out for that?
Yes. Damn. It's like, so I beat her ass, and then the program is at somewhere else. Like, you have to get on a bus and go to the shit. Like, with the cosmetology, it's like the little cooking classes, all that type of shit over there. Like, trade, different little trades and stuff. So I beat her ass, and then it was time for me to go to cosmetology. So I left, and I got on the fucking bus, and I went to cosmetology. Mm-hmm. And I was in class or whatever, and somebody came, and they was like, they had asked to see me, and I was like, what the fuck? And I went up there, and it was a damn it was the police from the school. Mm. And he was like, yeah, that I was in trouble. And I need to go with him. And I was like, hope this is not for this stupid girl.
Mm. She told right away.
Yes, she had to have.
Nothing is sacred.
Nothing is sacred. Like, be cool. You ran up on me, you got beat up. Let it go.
Right.
You know,
keep moving. Just a fist fight. Like,
it's not that serious.
If you get shot in the leg, I could understand.
You know,
snitching would be a little different, right?
But school, they used to take that shit so serious and make us do mediation.
Really?
Yeah, like they'll make us sit at the fucking table with each other, with the counselors, with our school counselors.
Right.
And talk out our problems. Mediation.
And that, I'm assuming, was not your favorite thing?
It. Oh, my God. I used to be so aggravated. Like, I don't want to squash the beef with this hoe. Fuck.
Yeah. But did you have to, like, fake squash the beef in that scenario?
Yeah, I would fake it. Or sometimes I would just pop my shit and I have an attitude. And they already knew what timing I was on at school.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers and shit. So, you know, they would just let me be most of the time.
Right. What? So, okay. You didn't finish the hair school, but then you started like working on the music career soon after, or was there something in between?
I graduated, and then literally a couple months later, I went to the studio. My friend had knew somebody that owned the studio. So he was like, I could always sing for real, but I never really told nobody that. It was like a secret. Mm. And then I started doing cover videos. So he knew that I could sing type shit, so he made me in the studio. And I made a mixtape.
A whole tape.
Yeah.
And
I told this story in a different interview. I had did ecstasy for the first time.
To make the tape.
And I didn't do it to make the tape, but shit, I made a whole damn mixtape. And one day, I was just like, I had so much shit to say.
Did you feel like ecstasy made it good?
Yeah.
Really?
But I never did it again, though. Like, that was a lot for me. It stressed me out.
I remember 10 years ago coming home from a night of drinking and doing coke, and I had too much energy to go to bed. So I, grabbed a notebook and just started writing.
Yeah.
Not lyrics or anything, because I don't rap, but, just writing my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember waking up the next morning and looking at it and reading, two sentences and just being like, oh, no, and, grabbing it, ripping it up, throwing it away, because I was like,
what the fuck?
This is weird. I don't relate to that version of myself at 5 in the morning off blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
I mean, you're talking about ecstasy.
That shit, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
They're in the same category,
right? I didn't like that. I felt like I was having a goddamn heart attack.
Yeah.
I was going to call 911, but I'm like, how the fuck am I going to explain myself? I'm going to have to tell them I did something.
Right.
And then they're going to look at me like, you fucking crackhead. So I was just like, you know, I'm just going
to. Recording a whole mixtape off of an ecstasy pill is a very Gucci Mane style thing to do. Like old Gucci.
Well, I definitely did it. Yes. And that shit came out fire.
Right.
So it is what it is.
So how does the way that Gucci moves influence you? Because I click on one of your videos,
mm-hmm.
and it says featuring Gucci Mane,
mm-hmm.
and I see you in a park with mad people rapping, and I just immediately think in my head, there's no way Gucci's gonna be in this scene, because
mm-hmm.
I've noticed since he got out and got his shit together that
it's just certain shit he ain't gonna do. He's not gonna put himself in certain positions.
He's not taking chances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen him with a bunch of people in a video, but it's very obvious that those are his guys. They're mm-hmm. meant to be there. I don't know. Or it's a real video shoot where they rented this space or whatever. It just seems like he went from a guy who had nothing, who was acting like he had nothing to lose, mm-hmm. to a guy who acts like he has everything to lose, and he moves very militant as a result.
For sure. I love that, though.
Right.
He influences me to do right and move right.
Right.
And be smart. Make good choices.
Yeah.
So you don't get in bullshit ass problems.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even just the way he looks now, like his body, mm-hmm. it's just like, oh, you clearly have like an extreme amount of self-control at this point in your life.
Yeah.
Because you don't just look like that by accident.
Yeah.
Like clearly you're very careful with your diet.
You eat right, yeah. You work out, all that shit. That's, I need to be like that. I'm lazy.
Really?
I be wanting to work out so bad.
Mm.
Whew, when I go to the gym... I do. I work out real hard when I do go to the gym.
Mm.
But I'm not going to make it back. And that's the thing. And I'd be like, you know, I'm going to go again. So I'm going to be like, I'm going to go in tomorrow. Mm. Then I wake up, my ass be hurting, legs be hurting. I'd be like, oh, shit, I ain't going to make it. And then I say, I'm going to go tomorrow. I just keep tomorrow and I never go back.
Mm. Yeah. Like
even- so I always work out like once every couple months.
I tried to stay on a consistent workout schedule for years and years and years, and now I've had a personal trainer for the last few years who he shows up every morning, and I just like very rarely miss it. Like once in a while I'll be like, bro, I was up all night, I need to sleep. But for the most part I'm always doing it, and it never feels natural to me. You know, it's like I know dudes who they will wake up at 4 a.m. It doesn't matter what time they got home. They are going to wake up and work out. And I'm just like, I don't have that in me. To me, getting a good night's sleep is really valuable.
Me too. It's real valuable for my attitude for the day. For sure.
If I want to be the best version of myself,
you know,
on camera
need
and stuff.
I need to sleep for sure. Because I be having an attitude when I be tired.
Yeah. Like if I was
get out of my face.
If I was on 2 or 3 hours sleep right now, could I do this? Yes. Am I going to be like clear headed, or am I going to be like a good version of myself? Yeah. Probably not.
No. Because you're going to be just thinking about how you're exhausted.
Yeah. I'm going to be thinking about going home, going to sleep. Like that's how old I am. Because when you're young, you could barely get any sleep and then let it roll over. The next day, you also aren't really getting any sleep. You don't even give a fuck.
Me as fuck.
That's just not me anymore at this point. I can't do it.
I didn't get no sleep last night.
Really?
Nope.
You were in the studio or?
No. I had to go to the airport multiple times.
Traveling,
yeah.
Multiple times.
I missed two flights.
Two flights?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so your team be going through it.
I mean, you know, they know me.
So you got that rapper lateness.
Look, one time I missed a flight and I ran into Pooh and then I ran into Foo. We all missed the flight.
Wow. Just because you guys were all just hanging too tough?
Mm-hmm. No, we all showed up like at the same fucking time. Like I was walking, I heard somebody behind me talking. I'm like, what the? It sounded like some niggas behind me. And I turned around and it was Foo. And I was like, nigga, what the fuck?
Right.
And then we walk up to the thing and it was like, oh, y'all missed it. And we was just laughing. And we got put on the next flight. So we left back out the airport. You know, we went to go smoke.
Uh-huh.
And then, yep, went back before we missed the second damn flight.
Does it hurt
knowing
you might not see those guys for a couple more years? That
it does, you know, but I talk to them still.
Really?
I keep in contact with them.
They seem like they're doing pretty good mental state-wise?
Yeah. They both be in good spirits every time I talk to them.
Right. So, okay, when you start rapping... Once you signed to 1017, what was your attitude with that? And like, I heard you in it. I was listening to an interview before I like heard you really rapping, and you were like, oh yeah, like guys be listening to my songs because I don't just be talking about popping pussy or yada yada. And I remember thinking, like, all right, I'll be the judge of that.
But no, for real.
A lot of times girls say that shit, and I'm like, okay, yeah, we're really listening to you. Yeah, we're riding around listening to you. But then I heard like some of your shit, I'm like, okay, there's some truth to that, I'm sure. Yeah, I can see guys fucking with this.
No, for sure. Like, they be posting, singing to my shit at my shows. It's a lot of dudes there. They be singing the words, like, for real.
Do you turn into a different version of yourself when you get on that?
I feel like it's me for real. Like, if you know me, then you know, like, that's, like, how I am, like, on a normal basis. Like, I'm not really, like, a girly girl. Like, you know,
right.
I'm more like a tomboy. So, like, that's more the type of shit I'm, you know? I don't really do a lot of girly shit.
At this point.
You know?
Right. Girly shit, though?
Like.
No spa days?
No. I mean, I would like to do that, but I don't do that, though.
Right.
You know?
You'd probably love it. You need a guy to buy you the thing and take you to the spa and everything.
I want to go there. It's this place called Spa Castle in Texas. It's like, you go there, they do all type of shit. You can get drunk there. And they do massages. It's like, they got the little hot tubs and shit.
We got one called We Spa.
And it's like the same type of shit.
A dude was there. Well, a dude who identified as a woman was in there in the women's bathroom, and it was this whole huge thing. They booted his ass out of there.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
I know you don't want to offend anybody, but
I don't.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Like, identify as, bro, what are you?
Right.
Not what you say you are. You can't be up in here just because you said you was a girl.
If you got a full-blown penis.
Because you feel like you a girl.
You're scaring the hoes.
You can't do, don't come in. I feel like if you got a wee-wee still, you shouldn't be in the girls' restroom. Like,
and I have some trans friends, and I had a few on the show recently, and I asked them like how they felt about that. And these are like, you know, trans women who have had the surgery. They have the fake boobs. They have the long fucking hair, everything, facial surgery. Mm-hmm. They're on hormone blockers, whatever it is. And they said, yeah, like when I go to the gym locker room, I go in the stall and I change because I'm not trying to freak anybody out. Like I know that I have a penis and that it could be an awkward thing for people in there.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sure this is kind of outside of your area of expertise, but.
Yeah. I don't know too much about that. But yes, this is crazy.
Do you dream of becoming a mom one day?
Yes. It's like, I want kids, but I be thinking like, sometimes I be having baby fever like real bad. Like I be wanting a baby. And then I be like, do I want a baby every day? You know, I have a godson and I'm so thankful and grateful. And I love him. And he's perfect. You know why? Because he's a little baby. He's only 5 months, you know. Of course, he doesn't sleep all night, you know. He wakes up and cries, you know, he does all that little baby stuff. So I can experience that for a week or so, you know. And I can take him back home and keep it moving, you know, with my life. And not have to wake up and have to, you know, take a baby with you everywhere.
I have a 2.5-year-old. And I feel like some of my friends, I've seen them kind of like have babies, and I feel like me and my girl were partially the influence that they saw us and were like, oh, this seems so amazing, I want to do this too. And it's kind of like I've almost wanted to like intervene and be like, bro, like maybe not yet, because
you know it's not a
you're seeing the fun part.
Exactly.
You're hanging out with her when she's in a good mood, middle of the day, you know, playing with toys,
not when they having breakdowns and crying for no reason, sleep deprived, all type of
when you wake up at 3 a.m. and you just hear, I poo-pooed. And then you realize that the whole crib has poop in it.
Yep.
That's when you're like, this is not all fun and games.
It's like, you know, my godson, he definitely blew me out plenty of times with them little diapers. Lord, that should be stressing me out.
Right.
All up the back and shit. Lord.
You just see some shit you never thought you were going to see.
Yeah. Like, whoa. What the fuck?
It's 3 a.m. and me and my girl just snap into action. We're giving her a whole little bath, changing the pajamas.
Oh, God.
Got to, like, clean everything. Bro, it's like, and then we put her back to bed, and I'm laying there like, whoa.
Like that was a lot.
We were just like a pit crew for 20 minutes to get her back to a normal state.
Yes. To calm down, ready to go back to sleep, all that. You got to put them back to sleep.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. Being an up-and-coming rapper, I feel like having a baby is probably like one of the worst things that I could think of, just in terms of like you really need to be able to move around like whatever.
Yes.
You know?
No, for real. Like,
the kid makes your whole life super
strict.
It's
spontaneous. Like, a lot of shit with my life now is spontaneous. Like, Gucci himself is spontaneous. He'll call me tomorrow and be like, I'm coming to Atlanta. You need to make a song. We're going to shoot a video tomorrow. Like, you know, having to find a babysitter, you know, doing all that last minute, it's just, it will be a lot.
Yeah, because people hit me and my girl up and will be like, hey, I'm going to be in town tomorrow and we're having this big ass party and yada, yada, and you guys got to come out. It starts at 1 a.m. and we're just like, oh my God. Like, you have no idea how strict the parameters of my life are
yeah.
in order to be able to do a decent job of being a dad and a business owner. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a lot of time for other things. But when you're young, like partying and shit is just like,
yeah.
Where the fuck else are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I could see you as a mom, though.
Me too.
I just think maybe give it some time.
Yeah, for sure.
I think like in the 30s is when, well, I mean, people can do whatever they want. But once you're in your 30s, I feel like that's, your lifestyle is going to naturally start to slow down a little bit, or at least mm-hmm. it did for me. And I feel like that's, that really helps, you know?
Yeah. Stability.
Yeah. I've talked to some people who are like, yeah, I had a kid. No, my life didn't change at all. And I'm like, oh my God, that's terrible.
How is that? I don't see how.
Because I think they're just dumping it off on their grandparents or whatever yes. who are going to take care of it, you know, mm-hmm. which is, I guess that's nice, but.
Yeah, but take care of your damn kid. Stop dropping your kids off.
Exactly. I noticed Gucci's done like a lot of songs with you, mm-hmm. which is kind of interesting because I know sometimes people sign and it seems like he does like one video and it's kind of it. Do you feel like you have like sort of a, not to make you compare yourself or anything, ooh. But do you feel like you have like a particularly special relationship and that he really believes in you?
I feel like we just really have a good working relationship. Like whatever he sends me stuff to get on, I get on it and he likes it. I send him stuff to get on, he gets on it. So it's like we just have like a good working relationship as far as like our artistry goes. Like we work well together.
Mm.
So I feel like that's why we have worked a lot. Maybe more than him and other artists.
Makes sense. Are there any other female artists that you got a relationship with or that you managed to tap in with?
Callie, right. Lakia is my bestie. And who else? Amaretta, I love her. I fuck with a lot of female artists.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the girls are welcoming enough, or is it a little bit of a threatening thing when a new girl comes mm-mm. on the scene?
No, I don't feel like nothing threatening, for real. Like, some people see themselves as a threat, but if you don't see them as a threat, then it's like, you're not bothered by it, mm. you know? So that type of shit don't bother me because nobody's a threat to me, for real, you know?
Definitely.
Because I feel like I'm in my own little, you know, I do my own thing. I do something that everybody don't do, you know? I can make R&B songs and rap. Everybody can't do that. So I feel like I'm in like my own little, you know?
Mm. Definitely.
Section. I'm in my own little section. So I don't see a lot of people as competition, for real, because I'm not competing with you.
Right.
You know?
I was thinking about copping the OnlyFans just so that I could have a conversation with you about it.
Why everybody keeps saying that?
Because I heard you on another interview and the guy clearly had not bought it.
Yes.
And you were like, you got to check it out and see.
Yeah, he was trying to get spoiler alert. Like, nigga, I'm not putting this on the internet and tell everybody what's on there.
And so then last night I'm sitting there, my girl's right there. I'm like, am I really dropping $35 on this?
I mean, it's only $35.
Yeah.
You know, but you spend that on a bullshit ass meal.
This is true. But I also know that like it's almost kind of like bad taste to like describe what's on somebody's OnlyFans.
I feel like, yeah.
Leaking it is bad, but like even talking about it is a little bad.
Because that's like kind of a
surprise, right?
You know?
So I figured I would just, you know, not do that.
I appreciate it.
But is that, I appreciate you not buying it.
Because they don't need to buy.
Well, it'd be kind of awkward, right?
Unless they buy, you know?
Well, no, would it be awkward?
It wouldn't be awkward.
It wouldn't be awkward if you knew that I had viewed that sort of content. Mm. That's fair. Okay. So where are you at in your career right now? Like, what are you working on? Do you have any big plans for the future?
Right now, I'm getting back in the studio, working on the next project, really. I'm ready to, I took some time off of recording because, of course, I lost my best friend, you know. I still dropped, like, right after that. So it's like, I didn't really have a chance to, I still had to show up as an artist, you know, and mm-hmm. go to work and do interviews and do all type of shit, you know, that I really wasn't in the mood to do, but I had to do it. So I really took some time away from like recording for real. But now, you know, I'm getting back in my bag, recording some new stuff, making new music, putting a new project together so I can drop in the next couple months.
That's fire. Yeah, I feel like you need to give yourself some time to, that's like for one of the, sure. The hard parts about this job is that I just meet so many fucking rappers and it's a dangerous ass job. And sometimes, you know, I'll have a week or a month where it's like multiple different people that I was cool with lose their lives. And it's like, oh no, you got to wake up and do 3 more interviews tomorrow.
Exactly.
So you got to turn off that part of your brain that's sad for a little while. And that is fucking difficult.
It is.
Yeah.
And then it's like everybody asked me questions about it. So it was like, damn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've had people I lost where I just kind of kept it moving. And I've had people I lost I went to the funeral. And even just driving there and being in the funeral for an hour and then leaving was like enough to make me feel like, all right, at least I took a chunk of my day to really be able to like try and process this, mm-hmm. you know?
I feel like I really stopped, like I stopped going to funerals really? After a certain point in my life. And it was like, I just felt like it's a lot for me. Like, I don't like that. Like, I don't want my last, I really don't like for my last, you know, encounter with that person to be that. Like, I don't want to think of them as that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to. So, yes.
It always fucks me up how they look in the casket.
Yeah, it's like I had to go to my best friend's funeral. I had to go.
Right.
Even though I don't go to funerals because I know it fucks me up mentally. So it's like I knowingly fucked myself up mentally, which is something that I had to do.
But know? Like, I mean, that's such a rare thing like, too. A guy and a girl who are doing quite well in their careers, establishing like a real friendship. I mean, that just doesn't happen every day. It's hard to make friends as you get older, and especially guys and girls, you know, there's always this weird thing that you might end up seeing each other or whatever, so it's even harder to form a real bond, right?
Exactly. But we was like actually like best friends. Like that was my best friend. For real.
Damn. Rest in peace. Yeah, I never got to connect with him, but
yes. Rest in peace, my bestie. Mm.
Damn. All right. So you're working on this new project.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we need to know about?
I'm still pushing a project I just dropped.
Right.
So I'm dropping more videos. I'm finna drop another video in a couple days to one of my R&B songs off the project. So that's what I've been working on, shooting R&B videos, dropping those just to bring more awareness, you know, back to the R&B side. Because, of course, I had original fans that was only R&B, but of course, signing to Gucci, you know, I gained a huge fan base. And it was like, I only dropped rapping songs for a minute, like with the label. So it was a lot. I gained a lot of rap fans. Mm. So, you know, just trying to smooth them over, you know.
Makes sense. Yeah, you got two fan bases to take care of now.
Yes, for sure.
Definitely.
It's cool, though. I fuck with it.
Yeah. I'd been excited to meet you for a while just because any female co-signed by Mr. 1017, I was kind of intrigued by. So
yeah,
you definitely seem like a cool ass person.
Thank you.
Enchanting. Appreciate
He's
you.
It's crazy.
Thank you so much.
Of
no
course.
Jumper. Coolest podcast
we
in the world.
Big chance.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe. Pow. Or your mom's a hoe.